The gospel for this day is recorded in Luke, the 10th chapter, verses 38 through 42. Now, as they were going on their way, he, Jesus, entered a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks. So she came to him and asked, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is one need, there is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her." The Gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted about so many things. Yesterday afternoon, oh, how I was distracted. I was pacing from one room to the other in our house and, in a sense, practicing for this sermon. And then I got to thinking about our grandkids are arriving for a week with us late tomorrow night. And I agreed in a phone call from Miller Funeral Home asking me to have a funeral here in a few days. They wanted a Lutheran minister, and I'm retired, and okay, be delighted to help. And then I got to stewing that why had Linda and I spent a half a day here yesterday attacking dead branches and stuff in the bushes to the south end of the parking lot. But then I got to thinking, well, should have spent the whole day the way that looks. And I was just inside myself with all these conversations, and I heard somebody talking. And finally I heard, "Ronald?" And I looked at Linda and I said, "Were you talking to me?" Idiotic statement. We were the only ones in the house. A few Sundays ago, here at worship, Linda and I were singing one of the hymns, and all of a sudden she puts the hymnal back, and I thought, aren't we still on the first verse? And I was thinking about all kinds of things. And the hymn was over. Distracted. Pulled apart, worried about so many things. And along comes this text speaking to me, and maybe you as well. Distractions. True story. A lady was on vacation in a New England small town, and this is where Paul Newman vacationed at times. And she entered this combo store. It was a bakery and an ice cream store. And as she came in, there he was, Paul Newman, at the counter having coffee and a donut. And she looked into his baby blue eyes, and she just started trembling. And then she told herself, wait a minute, I'm a 45-year-old lady. I shouldn't be acting this way. And she ordered her double-dip chocolate chip ice cream cone and got her change, and she decided, I'm going to play it cool. I'm not even going to look at him now. And she headed out the shop and to her car, and she got in the car, and here's her change. Where's the ice cream cone? So she headed back into the shop, and she just assumed that the waitress would be holding an ice cream cone for her. She wasn't. And then she looked at Paul Newman, and he smiled, and he said, ma'am, you put your ice cream cone in your purse. Martha is busy in the kitchen, preparing a meal, a ham dinner. No. Jews don't touch pork. And she had a blueberry pie ready with a scoop of vanilla bean ice cream on the side. And she was so busy, and you can just imagine, she comes into the living room and says, Jesus, straighten sis out here. I need help in the kitchen. Mary is at Jesus' feet listening. I suppose he's talking about this loving, merciful God. And here she is slaving away in the kitchen. I think that down through the centuries, some of us preachers have given Martha a bad rap. And that might be true of Bible studies or devotional booklets. Notice that Jesus doesn't chew out Martha for her hospitality. But he does say, Martha, you're missing out. Mary here is listening to the word. You see, this story is not about Martha, the bad gal, and Mary, the good one. It's not this kind of a feud between the sisters. So we gather here for worship at Jesus' feet. And we confess and we sing praises to our gracious God. And we pray for one another. But it doesn't end there, does it? Sometimes we call this hospitality, of reaching out in love to one another. Luke is a master at putting this gospel together. And right before these words, five verses about Mary and Martha and Jesus, here Jesus is telling the parable of the Good Samaritan. And a couple of them have their snoots in the air, and they walk by the other side of the road when they see this guy half dead, beat up, and robbed. And then you or I, we come by and we pull the man out of the ditch and take him to the Holiday Inn and there to let him get rested up and patched up. And we pick up the bill. It's not one or the other, but having knelt at Jesus' feet and listened, now we move out to love one another. Hospitality. 2 years ago, almost to this date, I finished up my second retirement of 10 years out at Trinity Lutheran at T, part-time as visitation pastor and jack of all trades. And then Linda and I started going church shopping. And it was not pleasant. We tried and we tried, and the only ones who spoke to Linda and me were the pastors, and they know us. No one else talked to us other than that limp hand as a greeter inside the door. And then we agreed to come here. And we got inside the door, and a couple of you talked to us and introduced yourselves. And at the door here, the ushers introduced themselves and thanked us for being their guests for the day. We weren't visitors. You know what a visitor is? You drop in, you drop out, hi, goodbye. We're guests. And after worship in the aisle, some of you invited us for coffee and conversation. And it didn't end there. A few of you said, really, it was testimonials. You said, here is why we are not guests, what? Partners. Here's why we're partners here. And I heard these stories and I thought, wow. And Linda and I headed out toward our car, chatting. Wow, what a place. And on the way home, we were talking about, my goodness, did you see in the bulletin that offerings are opportunities? Never heard of that one before. And then all of a sudden, I got silent and choked up. And I said, Linda, we've found our church home. I needed to share that. Hospitality. That's what it's about. Having received the word, baptized in the waters, claimed by God, loved, forgiven, and now we move out. As distracted people, yes. Pulled apart in so many ways, but we move out to be God's people. To be shoulders for folks to cry on. To be listening ears to the hurting. To be Jesus Christ, the Word, to others who need some hospitality, who need to be cared for. And so we move out and we share. That is our job description. Live that word out in all that we think and say and do. Amen.